Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Jan Vermeulen, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
All right. Did you enjoy that song?
I did. It was beautiful.
Oh, I'm so happy. You see, you can stay. You can stay. After all these years, you can stay. Jan, Black Friday coming up.
Yes, so already we're seeing everybody kind of either teasing their deals or just plan out announcing their deals ahead of Black Friday. It's got people talking about, you know, the best strategies to follow and so on. But in the telecommunications space, what's interesting is to see the likes of Vodacom and Cell C announcing deals coming up this weekend. And particularly Vodacom announcing a couple of discounts on things like contracts and so on. And then Cell C announcing a whole set of data prices that look quite interesting. It remains to be seen how long these prices on Cell C will last. They've cut a lot of their prices to about the same level as Telkom Mobile, 100 Rand for a gig with 2 gigs of after-hours data, 150 Rand gets 1.5 gigs, 200 Rand gets you 2 gigs, and so on and so forth. Yeah. So a very simple pricing structure that just ratchets up 50 Rand at a time, basically. 50 Rand for 500 megs. It remains to be seen how long these prices will last or if it's just going to be, you know, a promotion for the day or for the weekend.
So, Jan, that's exactly spot on. I saw a deal for 50 gigs for 500 Rand, valid for 6 months. And the question to my mind was, I mean, are they making money out of that kind of, are we just being ripped off with the data costs or what's the story?
Right. So for deals like that, it's you know, one day only kind of deals, getting people in through the door and getting them to use the network, or rather getting them to consider switching perhaps to the network. It's also quite a limited run. So they limit the damage that the deal can possibly make to their revenues. So the Cell C deal that is 50 gigs for 500 Rand, they've specifically said that it's subject to availability. It will run until the 25th of November, but we'll see if the stock even lasts that long. We've seen, with data deals like this being announced for Black Friday, people literally queue up outside the stores where these deals are offered. They swoop in and then, you know, the networks, sometimes they can push it a bit further. And so they say, okay, we're extending the deal, you know, selling more stock, quote unquote, insofar as, you know, you can have stock on a data deal. So they do take steps to make sure that it doesn't irrevocably damage their bottom line. So the idea here is to have a bit of a loss leader to get people on your network.
Okay. So that's it. They are loss leader deals. That's interesting.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I was looking at your site, which as always is incredibly interesting, and something just jumped up at me. The simple mistake which can cost you your Kalula flight. What would that mistake be?
Gosh, Jan.
Yes. Yes, this happened to me. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No.
This happened to me and one other person in the office because we didn't read the fine print. And so in the terms and conditions for Kalula, it says that if you buy a return ticket and you don't take the first leg of the flight, they will automatically cancel the second leg of the flight. So here I was trying to fly back from AfricaCom at the end of last week. My AfricaCom plans were all over the place, as they usually are. So it ended up that, you know, some time ago we had bought a return flight for me on a particular day. I needed to go down earlier, as things happen with AfricaCom. The only way to ensure that they protect your return, is the terminology they use, is to tell them at least 45 minutes before your flight that you're not going to be the first leg of your flight.
Why? I've paid for the seat. Yeah. It's my seat. If I choose to leave it empty, of what concern of theirs is that?
I mean, imagine going to a movie theater and having Sterkinico on your Metro sell your seat, you know, or double book your seat, because that's effectively what's happened. You've paid for two seats, one there and one back, and they won't even give you one. So what they do, let you use the value. But here's the funny thing is, obviously, I took the last available flight back to Lanseria. So to give myself the maximum amount of time on the last day at AfricaCom. And so there was no flight. And so I either needed to find myself accommodation in Cape Town, or they could make a plan using the value of this ticket, which is, I mean, honestly, it's a cheap ticket. It's the last available flight out on a Thursday evening. It's not particularly expensive, so it doesn't get you very far on partner airlines like British Airways and stuff, which mercifully on the day had I think two delayed flights, so there were three flights flying out after me, and so they managed to find me a seat on a BA flight.
I wonder if you could.
So the people behind the counter were you know, quite apologetic. They kind of understand, you know, your point of view when you say, but I bought a seat on a plane. Where did it go? But yeah, that's the company policy. They can't help you otherwise.
Isn't that the model for gyms as well, though? When they sell gym memberships.
Right.
Yeah. They oversubscribe the gyms, knowing that 70% of the people who buy gym subscriptions will not actually attend gym. So they can sell 10,000 policies, knowing full well that that gym would never in a million years be able to accommodate 10,000
members. But you still have the right
members.
To go whenever you want. And here you don't. They are not allowing you to use part two of your ticket. I'm quite amazed by this. I'm wondering if you could use that credit towards a Momentum Life policy, maybe.
Yes, which also will pay out,
yes.
Apparently. Yes, this is just win-win-win for South African consumers.
Treating customers fairly, is that just a saying, or is there any need to that whatsoever?
Yeah, that's certainly how I felt at the time. And as you say, it's not that gym practices aren't shady, but they try to lock you into 3-year contracts, knowing, you know, as you say, with a full knowledge that most people will just be paying their 3-year gym contract and not actually use what they pay for. Those oversubscription models exist all over. They're in our cell phone industries as well. But, you know, the mobile operators do tell us that they bake that into their pricing. And so their argument is that we end up scoring on that breakage. But certainly I would love to one day ask the question, how do I as a passenger benefit from having my ticket cancelled? The only possible answer I can think of is that it opens up a seat for somebody else who might want to use it immediately. But honestly, the least they can do is send you an SMS or something to let you know that your flight's been cancelled because you probably didn't read the fine print.
Yeah.
Amazing. Jan, how did you find AfricaCom?
It was a good conference. It was absolutely manic as always. There was just too many good people, good speakers in the various venues, and too few of me to go around. The expo floor was amazing, and they've taken up the second expo area in the CTICC as well, which not as flashy as the main expo hall, but some really, really interesting things to see in that second expo hall, from folks trying to get some attention for their apps. You know, it's just really interesting to see some of the innovation coming out of Africa and being aimed at Africa.
Very interesting. Jan Vermeulen, thank you very, very much. Always love our weekly chat. I do apologize that you had to listen to some very good music and that we didn't come straight to you. But thank you very much for your patience.
No, I'm going to go Googling as well.
All right. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.